Arizona Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and a beautiful Monday afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us today. We do appreciate it. Some of the things we're going to be covering this hour, very important hour here. We're going to talk about communication problems over the city. Yeah, they got a problem with that sanitation rollout. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about the hiring of Clifford Humphrey. You're probably saying, who in the heck is Clifford Humphrey?
And why is he important?
There you go. Potentially the good follow-up there. Potentially the new Vice President of Strategic Initiatives, Chief of Staff over at UWF. We'll talk about that. And we'll also talk about three important things you need to know about this hour.
Here's today's top three stories.
National Hurricane Center tracking a wave tagged Invest 94L moving across the tropics, located 700 miles east-southeast of the Lesser Antilles. The NHC gives the system about a 20% chance to develop, but I was just checking, sneak peeking in with Channel 3. I think they've lowered that percentage to 10% now. Stay with me. We'll just, okay, let's be safe and call it 10 to 20% chance to develop in the next 2 to 7 days. Okay. I think they're edging 10% now, but we'll go with the 20 just to appease everybody, because that's what we said earlier today, but this new number just came out. It appears the Saharan dust layer is preventing the system from developing. That's good, knocking the weir shear out. Really good stuff. The next named system will become Austin's dog, Dexter. I mean, the Tropical Storm Dexter.
Tropical Storm Dexter, indeed. That's right. And the U.S. House approved millions of dollars in federal funding for Pensacola. $12 million will restore the Blue Angels hangar at VT-10 and another $3 million for improvements to South Navy Boulevard. The money was approved as part of the Department of Defense Appropriations Act of 2026. The legislation moves on to the U.S. Senate for consideration.
Well, the check is in the mail. This is your third story, by the way. The old cliche, playing out locally, is nearly $16 million in settlement money is on the way to Pensacola Energy customers. The refunds amount to an unlawfully collected franchise fee. Checks will go out to current utility customers in the next 2 weeks, depleting the utility's reserve funds. And there goes that guilt trip again.
Yes, absolutely.
All our funds are gone. How could you make us do that?
And with it already knocking on the door of 515 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Compassion International. Thousands of kids in poverty have waited over a year for a sponsor. You can end their wait today by becoming a Compassion sponsor. Text radio to 83393. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Still got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. And maybe have a little bit on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also got our backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing Windhaven Beach and heading towards Highway 87. There was an accident reported there earlier this afternoon. As for your weather, sitting at around 96 degrees. Pretty hot out there. Low of 79 tonight. We're going to see the highs linger at around 96, 97 for the next couple days, but it's going to drop severely on Thursday because we're going to have a 90% chance of showers. Thursday's high currently sitting at around 89.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
And we're going to revamp our vocabulary here a little bit. Instead of those showers, we're going to change it to pop-up showers.
Sure.
It worked this weekend, didn't it? This past weekend, where was all the rain? And I said,
correct,
use pop-up showers. That's what happened. All right, here's another story we're following for you today. I mentioned it to you a second ago. Communications problems and collection delays are plaguing the city's new sanitation rollout. One councilman, Charles Bear, even called the new changes as embarrassing. Mayor Reeves kicking off that town hall meeting in the Victory Center tomorrow night, 6:30. It's projected to attract many upset relatives and residents.
And a Panama City woman facing charges for financially exploiting an elderly Escambia County man under her care. Allegations against Akimia Lewis include abusing her power of attorney to withdraw over $46,000 from his bank account between August of 2022 and February of 2023 while he was in a nursing home. Lewis has been charged with exploitation of an elderly person. That's a second-degree felony that could result in up to 15 years in prison.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, I do want to slide this one in here before we jump over to our state division. UWF poised to spend $180,000 on hiring Clifford Humphrey. You asked me who Clifford Humphrey was. Mm. Well, potentially the new Vice President of Strategic Initiatives, Chief of Staff over at UWF. They are holding a special board meeting to discuss this 1 o'clock on Thursday. The new position has been created to work closely with incoming President Manny Diaz as a member of his cabinet. Now, if approved, Humphrey will report directly to Diaz and have an anticipated start date of around August 1st.
All right. And you know what? I would say that is a statewide relative. That was a pretty big deal when with the UWF transition of power at president there.
Yes.
And speaking of things that are relevant to not just us, but the entire state, Florida gas prices continuing to fluctuate. The state average for a gallon of regular unleaded had dropped to $2.93 earlier last week, but was at $3.08 yesterday. It was marked by a 14-cent increase from last week, though prices remain 6 cents lower than last month and 30 cents below this time last year. The average price per gallon yesterday in Escambia County was $2.92, and in Pensacola, a low of $2.73 was at one station on East 9 Mile Road.
Nighttime parades have returned to Walt Disney World. They got them underway this past weekend. Here's Evan Brown.
It's been about 10 years since Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom in Orlando featured a regular nighttime parade. The events used to be a crowning jewel event for parkgoers who, after spending a full day seeing shows, meeting princesses, and riding rides, would take in a moving spectacle full of lights, music, and dancing characters. The new parade show, titled Disney Starlight Dream the Night Away, will be reminiscent of the old presentation, famously called the Electrical Parade. It will run nightly at the Magic Kingdom's Main Street USA starting at 9 p.m. In Miami, Evan Brown, Fox News.
And Senator Rick Scott praised Donald Trump and Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins for providing long-awaited disaster relief block grants to Florida's citrus industry, which contributes to over $6.7 billion to the state's economy. Florida citrus growers have faced severe challenges, including hurricanes and citrus greening, while struggling with regulatory burdens. Despite Scott's efforts to secure aid, the Biden administration delayed support for years, leaving growers in need.
Well, a Florida Republican congresswoman has formally asked the Attorney General to investigate the Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. She accuses him of lying under oath. Here's Jessica Rosenthal.
Florida Republican Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna has referred Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell to the Attorney General for criminal charges. She told Fox business anchor Charles Payne she believes Powell perjured himself during Senate testimony about renovations plans at one Federal Reserve building, though two are being renovated.
He was the one that went out there and made the comments to Senate. His testimony is directly conflicting with actually what's being done in design and build. I believe the only thing that was not in his testimony that was accurate is there are no beehives.
Before the Senate, Powell said there was no new marble VIP dining room or water feature planned, that a lot of what was in the original plan had been taken out. The feds released a video showing some of the renovation, like asbestos removal and window installation. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
All righty, we will take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Just about 5:20 here. When we return, we'll get you some national headlines, as we often do. A lot of hard-hitting stuff going on today, but you're not going to hear them unless you stick around.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
One of the most popular Christian hymns in the world is Jonathan Newton's Amazing Grace. And the word grace simply means unmerited favor. And grace is beautifully displayed in the cross of Jesus Christ. Grace is a step beyond mercy. Remember that mercy is withholding a penalty that you justly deserve. And of course, we love mercy. However, grace is not only withholding a penalty that we rightly deserve, but grace is also giving us something that we have not earned. The fact is that we're all sinners, and the Bible says we deserve punishment for our sin. But God's grace says, here's Jesus, and he has perfectly paid your sin penalty and mine. Believe on him today. That's amazing grace.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 7th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 15th, in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark.
You will hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Gulfwinds Credit Union is matching donations up to $20,000.
This year, help us raise funds for supporting our childhood cancer patients with a lit laser.
Special thank you to our champion sponsors, including Florida Power and Light.
Thank you.
And our hope sponsors, Autumn Beck Blackledge PLLC, International Paper, and Navy Federal Credit Union. You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Hurricane season is here. It's time to make sure your Generac generator is in tip-top shape.
Call White Sands Electric today to schedule maintenance of your generator. With 5 certified Generac technicians on staff, they will make sure your generator is ready when you need it.
Need a new unit or a replacement?
Remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you never spend a dime until your generator is on your property. White Sands Electric is a full-service electrical contractor. Call 850-433-6080 for all your electrical needs.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
523 News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Thanks a lot for having us on. Retailers and manufacturers who usually make big money during the holiday shopping season now confronting one big unknown. Just single word. It's called tariffs. Here's Paul Stevens.
That big unknown, tariffs. What will they cover and how high will they be? This is about the time of the year when businesses that make and sell consumer goods usually nail down their holiday orders and prices. But tariff threats by the Trump White House have complicated those plans. The consequences for consumers, stores may not have the specific items customers want come November and December. The lack of a clear tariff strategy has been especially disruptive for the U.S. toy industry, which gets nearly 80% of its products from China. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
524 News Radio 92.3. We are watching your money today. Hillary Barsky has the numbers.
The major averages losing steam in the final hour of trading and pairing from bigger earlier gains and ending mixed. But the NASDAQ and S&P 500 notch record closes as investors get in gear for a busy week of earnings reports and focus on the latest trade developments. Among the 11 S&P 500 sectors, tech gained and lifted the tech-heavy NASDAQ for its 12th record close of the year, and shares of Block surged 7% following news that the digital payments provider will be replacing Hess in the S&P 500 starting on Wednesday. The Dow winners, Amazon, Home Depot, and Verizon. The Dow decliners, American Express, Travelers, and Caterpillar. The Dow falling 19 points. The NASDAQ up 79. S&P 500 up 9. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see what we got here. Do have some backups still on I-10 if you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Also got some backups on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, coming from Windhaven Beach, heading towards Highway 87. That spot usually sucks, but we did have an accident reported earlier this hour that has been making that wave of congestion significantly worse, so be on the lookout for that. As for your weather, 96 degrees, low of 79 tonight. Next several days are going to have highs, but they're going to be sitting around 96, 97. They will creep down come Thursday, though, sitting at just 89 degrees, but that's mainly because we got about a 90% chance of 90% chance of showers for you.
Pop-up showers for you.
Yeah. I'm struggling over showers. Pop-up showers. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. I'm struggling over this story here. It's comes out of Los Angeles about Mayor Karen Bass. You know the L.A. mayor here? Well, she says it's time for the city to brace itself for the dangers of wildfires in the city and region. We all know this. The Santa Anas are a mean natural phenomenon. Really are. Here's Gurnell Scott with more.
Mayor Bass said on CBS Face the Nation, with ICE raids and homelessness among continuing issues in her city,
"We are prepared. We do know that it's fire season."
The city continues to rebuild from the Palisades fire in January that burned tens of thousands of acres. As this fire season begins, the city still does not have a permanent fire chief. Bass says that's being addressed.
"The nation's second largest city needs to make sure that we search the nation for the best talent."
Former L.A. Fire Chief Kristen Crowley was dismissed by Mayor Bass, who cited issues with Crowley's communication and readiness for the Palisades fire. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Okay, maybe I'm just stupid. So they had these big fires early in the year in January, and now...
And it happens year after year.
Exactly. It's in July. They're saying it's fire season. I was about to say, isn't any time fire season there?
Well, no. Usually December, the Santa Anas blow really heavy coming off the coastline. Mm. So December's a really a bad month. And right. January, as you saw.
Yeah.
This past year. But she knows what's going on. You know, this is crazy. They're smarter than this in Los Angeles, I want to tell you. I mean,
Don't let the mayor fool you.
Well, the first thing I cannot believe, they do not have a fire chief in place. And this has been since January.
Yeah, that's right.
This is the country's number two, 26 million people
right.
in Los Angeles, and they don't have a fire chief.
Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous when you really quantify it.
Here's something else happened out in my note. Was that South Dakota?
North, I thought.
Is it North Dakota? Okay, SkyWest pilot had to perform an aggressive maneuver in order to avoid colliding with a B-52 bomber. Jonathan Siri, he's in Atlanta with more on the story.
The FAA tells Fox News it's investigating an incident involving a commercial jet and an Air Force B-52 bomber. A Delta regional jet operated by SkyWest Airlines traveling from Minneapolis was on approach to Minot, North Dakota, when the pilot turned suddenly to avoid an oncoming B-52 bomber from the nearby Air Force base. Kyle Bailey is a former FAA safety team member.
It appears the B-52 bomber was pretty much approaching the airliner from the right side from the back, kind of in the pilot's blind spot if he was looking around visually.
The SkyWest pilot later explained to his passengers the tower at the small commercial airport they were flying into does not have a radar in Atlanta. Jonathan Siri, Fox News.
And lawyers for Kilmar Abrego-Garcia have asked a judge to delay his release from jail. Attorneys for Abrego-Garcia, who was mistakenly deported by the Trump administration, said the delay was needed given the uncertainty of the outcome of any removal proceedings. Justice Department attorneys have indicated that if he is released, he would be picked up by ICE agents.
What about all the voices that were protecting this guy? All the government Democrats and everybody wanted to save this guy.
The folks traveling.
Where have they been? Crickets. Okay, New York City campaign office for AOC has been vandalized. Here's more from Gernal Scott.
The NYPD is investigating the incident. Red paint was splattered on the front window and the sidewalk outside the office in the Bronx. Police also found a sign out front accusing Ocasio-Cortez of funding genocide in Gaza. That's in reference to a vote she cast last week in the House against a bill from Georgia GOP Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene that would have slashed U.S. foreign aid funding for Israel, including its defense forces. On X last week, Ocasio-Cortez posted that Greene's amendment did not end the flow of U.S. munitions in Gaza, prompting her no vote. In New York City, Gernal Scott, Fox News.
All right, we'll be looking at some sports. That will be coming up in about 5 minutes. Thank you so much for sharing your afternoon with us. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. An off-duty Border Patrol officer shot in the face by a suspected illegal immigrant in New York City. Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons on the Fox News channel says his crime was preventable, blames sanctuary cities for protecting illegal immigrants.
ICE could be removing a lot of these criminal aliens that have final order deportations like these two men, yet we're not being notified. We're not being allowed to do our law enforcement mission.
Two have been arrested in connection to the shooting. The suspects both have a prior criminal record. New York getting ready to name a new mayor as conversations increase about who's best fit for the job, including Zohran Mamdani, the Democratic nominee. New Jersey Democrat Congressman Josh Gottheimer, also on Fox, explaining why he does not support Mamdani.
I think what we need in the Democratic Party is common sense, problem solvers who want to get things done and want to make life more affordable for people.
America is listening to Fox News.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops. And they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Bands on the Beach is brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's 1211. There's no place I'd rather be. An energetic and dynamic pop and R&B band with a vast range of dance-worthy songs with warm vocals and infectious grooves. So join us this Tuesday as 1211 is ready to bring the party to the beach. It's Bands on the Beach with 1211. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the National Hurricane Center is tracking a wave tagged Invest 94L moving across the tropics, located 700 miles east-southeast of the Lesser Antilles. The NHC gives the system what's currently sitting at more like a 10% chance to develop in the next 2 to 7 days. It appears the Saharan dust layer is preventing the system from developing. The next named system will become Tropical Storm Dexter, assuming it takes shape.
Number two, the U.S. House approved millions of dollars in federal funding for Pensacola. $12 million will restore the Blue Angels hangar over VT-10 at NAS Sherman Field aboard NAS Pensacola. Another $3 million for improvements to South Navy Boulevard. The money was approved as part of the Department of Defense Appropriation Act of 2026. The legislation moves on to the U.S. Senate for consideration.
All right, and your third top story this afternoon, the check is in the mail. The old cliche is playing out locally as nearly $16 million in settlement money is on the way to Pensacola Energy customers. The refunds amount to an unlawfully collected franchise fee. Checks will go out to current utility customers in the next 2 weeks, depleting the utility's reserve funds.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, Perdido Key is celebrating its first sea turtle hatch of the season. Scambia officials are confirming 106 loggerhead hatchlings safely entered the water last week. Now, so far, Perdido Key is experiencing a near record year with 12 nests, Pensacola Beach slightly below at 13, and nesting season runs through October 31st.
All right, and now you know. Also wanted to let you know about this. This was a pretty hectic story. Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson says an arrest was made yesterday after a man attempted to abduct a child on Navarre Beach and then led deputies on a chase. Johnson adds that the suspect also rammed a patrol vehicle during the chase and got out and tried to fight multiple deputies before he was arrested. Johnson says the suspect was ultimately taken to jail and is now a resident at the Milton Hilton.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
1-2, and that's strikeout number 10 for Tarek Skubal.
Reigning American League Cy Young Award winner, All-Star Game starting pitcher Tarek Skubal helped the Detroit Tigers snap a six-game losing streak.
Scooble struck out 11 Texas Rangers last night in Arlington on ESPN, where the Tigers beat the Rangers 2-1. Detroit atop the Major League Baseball standings by a half game over the Brewers and the Cubs. The Brewers ran their win streak to 10 games Sunday. For the second time in under 2 weeks, Milwaukee completed a three-game sweep of the Dodgers, 6-5. The Cubs lost 6-1 to the Red Sox, who got a pair of home runs from Willier Abreu. Boston also got a pinch-hit three-run home run from Alex Bregman. Sox have won 14 of the last 18 games. The Cubs' win streak was snapped at 4. The White Sox handed the Pirates their third straight loss, 7-2. The AL East-leading Blue Jays beat the Giants 8-6. Toronto, three games ahead of the Yankees, who beat the Braves 4-2. Behind the 351st career home run by Aaron Judge, who's now tied with Alex Rodriguez for the sixth most in Yankee pinstripes. The Angels quadrupled the Phillies 8-2. Royals over the Marlins 7-4. Orioles topped the Rays 5-3. Xander Bogaerts hit a grand slam for the Padres in an 8-1 win over the Nationals. The Guardians got 11 strikeouts from Gavin Williams in an 8-2 win over the Athletics. The Mets slipped by the Reds 3-2. Royce Lewis hit two of the Twins' four home runs in a 7-1 win over the Rockies. Second game in a row, Eugenio Suarez hit two home runs for the Diamondbacks, who defeated the Cardinals 5-3. Golf, Scotty Scheffler won the Open Championship by four strokes over American Harris English. Scheffler's second major win this year. He also won the PGA Championship. This is his fourth major title. For the second year in a row, Denny Hamlin raced to victory at Dover Motor Speedway. Did so in double overtime over Joe Gibbs Racing teammate Chase Briscoe. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the brother of the late NFL star Pat Tillman facing charges after he crashed his car into a San Jose post office. USPS officials say Richard Tillman drove into the post office early Sunday morning, triggering an explosion that caused it to go up in flames. Authorities believe Tillman drove into the post office intentionally, and now he's been booked on numerous charges. Tillman's the brother of NFL star Pat Tillman, of course, who famously left football behind and chose to serve his country in Afghanistan as an Army Ranger. Pat was killed by friendly fire in 2004.
Okay, an NBA All-Star has returned to Los Angeles. I'm not on his happy camper list, let me tell you. Jared Max has the details.
12-time NBA All-Star Chris Paul will play his 21st season in the NBA with the Los Angeles Clippers. A free agent, Paul will sign with a team that plays where his family lives. His second stint with the Clippers. He spent six seasons with the team from 2011 to 2017. Now at age 40, he'll wear the Clippers uniform in a new arena as the team opened play last season at Intuit Dome in Englewood. Last season with the San Antonio Spurs, Chris Paul became the first player to appear in all 82 games in his 20th NBA season. He averaged 8.8 points and 7.4 rebounds per game. Jared Max, Fox News.
And since we're on the topic of the NBA here, the Chicago Bulls, and short NBA players at that, the Chicago Bulls have signed the shortest player in the league. It's Japanese point guard Yuki Kawamura, who stands only 5'8". A Bulls spokesperson says he's under a two-way contract after playing on their summer league team. He's not only the shortest player, he's also the only one that stands less than 6 feet tall.
Yeah, I consider this next story, I hate to put it under the terms of waste, but golly, what a great, a kid was a great rising star for football.
What could have been?
Ole Miss, you know, went to Ole Miss. Well, he was gunned down over the weekend. Senseless act of violence coming at you again. Here's Jared Max.
One of the nation's top recruited defensive linemen, 18-year-old Corey Adams, an incoming freshman at the University of Mississippi, who was to play on the Ole Miss Rebels football team, was killed Saturday night on the outskirts of Memphis, Tennessee. Adams found by law enforcement officials inside a vehicle with a gunshot wound. Life-saving measures were performed but did not succeed. Corey Adams' death being investigated as a homicide. There are four others who suffered gunshot wounds who went to local hospitals. In a statement, the University of Mississippi said, "While our program is trying to cope with this tragic loss, our thoughts are with his loved ones during this incredibly difficult time. We ask the Ole Miss community to keep Corey in their thoughts and respect the privacy of everyone involved." Corey Adams starred in high school in New Orleans for the Edna Carr Cougars. Jared Max, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. Four-time major champion Scottie Scheffler just wants to golf and be with his family. He's a quiet superstar as his dominant play does all the talking. And yes, there are players who are more popular than the world's number one golfer, but Scheffler is golf's biggest draw right now as he keeps on making the most difficult sport on the planet look easy. And as we flip golf's major calendar to 2026, the biggest story in golf next year will be, can Scottie complete the career Grand Slam at Shinnecock during the 2026 U.S. Open that just so happens to conclude on his 30th birthday? I'm Zach Gelb.
Thank
Thank you for making Total Wine & More America's number one online source for spirits, beer, and wine, better than all those delivery apps. Total Wine's prices are up to 30% lower with super fast delivery and no hidden fees. Order direct at TotalWine.com and pay less today.
Drink responsibly, B21.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's today's health news.
Rising temperatures may be leading to rising tensions. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Sure, sure.
Here's Lisa Brady.
This is House Call for Health. You've heard of being hangry, so hungry that you're angry. What about being hot-gry, with summer in full swing and the heat as well? One health expert is sharing why rising temperatures might make you feel more irritable. Dr. Susan Albers, a psychologist with Cleveland Clinic, says our bodies can go into overdrive to keep us cool, and that can create stress, draining energy, and impacting how you think through issues. Dr. Albers notes it's important to drink lots of water to avoid becoming dehydrated, and if you do have activities or errands to do, try them in the early morning or evening hours to avoid the worst of the heat. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And I got a lot of numbers here for you, so bear with me.
All right.
More than half of Americans reportedly believe the recently passed Big Beautiful Bill will increase their health care costs. That's according to a new CBS YouGov poll, which says 57% of respondents said Republicans' sweeping package will increase their health care costs, while 13% said it will lower their costs. 33% said there will be no impact. Polling results also found 6 in 10 respondents disapprove of the mega bill, which permanently extends many temporary tax cuts and made deep spending cuts to Medicaid, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, and other welfare programs.
A Long Island man has died after a scary freak accident involving an MRI machine. Have you ever seen an MRI machine?
I believe so.
Very scary.
Intimidating.
It's circle. It's got the kind of like you're going into a donut.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Nate Foy in New York has more on the story.
The man's widow, Adrian McAllister, says that her husband, Keith, wore a 20-pound chain for weightlifting, but when he entered the MRI room wearing that chain to help his wife stand up, the magnet inside the machine latched onto the chain. Adrian says her husband, Keith McAllister, suffered several heart attacks after the incident. She and the technician tried their best to free him from the machine, but they couldn't. Adrian claims that the technician let him inside the MRI room while Nassau County Police say that he entered an unauthorized area. The MRI office in question has no comment, telling Fox News today.
All righty, 5:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Yeah, you know me. Had an accident report on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound, passing Windhaven Beach and heading towards Highway 87. We always have congestion there, but it's not doing you any favors now because of that accident. Also have some backups on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp. That's another usual spot for us. Around this time, we see a lot of other places start dying down with their congestion. So if you're dealing with any backups outside of those couple of areas, they hopefully should not hold you up for long. As for your local weather, 96 degrees right now. Going to be a low of 79 this evening. And Tuesday and Wednesday going to be pretty hot, too. Highs sitting at around 97, 96 degrees, respectively. But especially on Wednesday and heading into your Thursday, we're going to see those rainfall chances ramp up. Thursday's high, as a result, is only going to be around 89 degrees.
All right, Austin, there is another reason we can all be thankful for our best friends. Yours, Dexter. I got Maggie, Mae, Baxter, Cosmos.
Right.
We're talking about our dogs. You know that. Well, there's a good reason for these animals on this planet. Dara Altbinger has a pretty good explanation for us.
Dogs can be trained to sniff cancer or alert diabetic owners that their insulin is dropping. Now, add Parkinson's disease to that list. Researchers at the universities of Bristol and Manchester in the UK observed two dogs trained by the charity Medical Detection Dogs. Bumper, a golden retriever, and Peanut, a black lab, were taught to detect a special odor emitted by people who have Parkinson's. It's too faint for humans to notice it, but the dog smelled it up to 98% of the time. Scientists hope to use the findings to develop a simple, non-invasive test to determine Parkinson's long before traditional symptoms show. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, another country star putting together a concert for Texas flood relief victims. Here's Michelle Polino. If you're gonna
leave me. Miranda Lambert and Parker McCollum team up for Texas. The two country stars are headlining a massive flood relief benefit, Band Together Texas, set for Sunday, August 17th at the Moody Center in Austin. The star-studded lineup includes Kelly Clarkson, Cody Johnson, Ronnie Dunn, Lyle Lovett, Ryan Bingham, Jack Ingram, John Randall, and more. Proceeds go to the Community Foundation of the Texas Hill Country and Central Texas Community Foundation, both at the front lines of July 4th flood relief efforts. The show will also feature tributes to first responders, stories of rescue, and appearances by Matthew McConaughey, Dennis Quaid, and more to be announced. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed, with the Dow dropping 19 points and the three major averages at large remaining little changed. Alaska Airlines says it canceled 7% of its flights today in the aftermath of a ground stop late yesterday that was prompted by what's being called an IT outage at the airline's data centers. Alaska says it canceled 64 flights and more than 150 in total since Sunday evening. The U.S. is signaling it will not flinch on its upcoming August 1st deadline for higher tariffs on the European Union. Over the weekend, U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick said he was confident that a trade deal could be struck with the EU, warning that the deadline for a baseline 30% tariff is fixed. Crude oil futures for August sat above $67 a barrel at $67.20. That's Your Money Now.
Well, millions of above-ground pools are being recalled. Wouldn't you hate to have that middle of the summer saying, hey, you got to get out of that pool. We got to have a recall.
Yeah, that would suck.
It really would. Well, the reason it's being recalled, it's over links to drowning deaths in at least six states. Something went wrong in the manufacturing process of these things.
Ooh.
Here's Jeff Manasso.
The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission recalling about 5 million above-ground pools that are made in China and sold at major retailers under the brand names Best Way, Coleman, Intex, and Polygroup. They're being recalled over an external strap that wraps around and supports the pool that can provide a foothold for children to climb into the pools and enter the water. The pool straps are linked to 9 deaths nationwide of children as young as 22 months old. Consumers are being urged to stop using the pools immediately and to contact manufacturers for a free repair kit. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Yeah, if you're in a place hot like here and you're having to deal with that, what a punch to the gut. Kicking you while you're down. And comedians are extending support to Stephen Colbert after the cancellation of his late night show. Two of the biggest names in current events-focused comedy, Jon Stewart and John Oliver, have recently addressed CBS's decision to cancel the show. Oliver saying that it's terrible, terrible news for the world of comedy. But Stewart said, I'd like to think we bring enough value to the property, and also expressed uncertainty when asked about his own future with The Daily Show. CBS called the cancellation, which was controversially timed, a financial decision.
Assigned seating coming to Southwest Airlines. Jenny Casola reports you're going to be able to start buying those tickets as early as next week.
Southwest Airlines says its first assigned seat flights will launch on January 27th of next year. You can buy those tickets starting Tuesday, July 29th. Southwest says you'll be offered options, including where you want to sit and an upgrade to an extra legroom seat. Southwest says it will offer a standard legroom option with seats in the back of the cabin, preferred seat with standard legroom near the front, and extra legroom seats with more room to stretch out. The airline says extra legroom seats have up to 5 additional inches of legroom, with earlier access to bin space, extra snacks, and complimentary premium beverages. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
And NASA employees are calling an agency on agency officials to avoid budgetary cuts proposed by the White House. The White House's budget proposal reduces NASA's overall budget by 24%. And reporting from Politico found that as many as 2,000 NASA employees could be at risk. More than 150 staffers issued a letter to acting NASA Administrator and Department of Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy saying, quote, the consequences for the agency and the country alike are dire.
Well, this could make your afternoon questionable if you happen to own a Ford product. They are recalling more than 694,000 Bronco Sport and Escape vehicles. CJ Papa explains what's wrong.
The auto giant reports the fuel injector in the vehicles involved in the recall may crack and leak, and that could ignite a fire if it leaks inside the engine compartment and comes in contact with a hot engine or exhaust components. The recall affects certain 2021 to 2024 Bronco Sport and 2020 to 2022 Escape vehicles equipped with 1.5-liter engines. Ford has been looking into the fuel injector issue since 2022, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The company identified the problem on 8 vehicles that experienced underhood fires. 6 of the vehicles didn't have updated engine control software. The automaker isn't aware of any injuries related to the fires. CJ Papa, Fox News.
5:52 on the dot here. We will take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather, along with some pop culture notes to help ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
What's everyone worried about right now? Costs going up. And if you're thinking of starting a business, that's even scarier. That's one of the many reasons why becoming a Janie King Gulf Coast franchisee is a great idea. Offices and businesses are always going to need to be cleaned. Janie King has built a proven system that gives you the tools to take control of your future confidently and with the support you need to thrive. Take control of your future today at JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the king of clean.
One time he forgot to fuel up the boat. And it wouldn't be the first time he left his tackle box behind. On one trip, he even headed out without his lucky hat. And seems he almost always forgets to wear his sunscreen. But he never forgets to wear the one thing that could save his life. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida.
Visit myfwc.com for more information.
Local radio brings people together like never before.
It's a beautiful hometown weekend out there. We've got
your local stations keep you informed and involved with music, talk shows, and real-time news updates you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters, connecting you to what matters most. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress to support your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household, and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Right, 5:55, News Radio 92.3. That's right. Heads up, Pensacola, Austin Price on the loose. Looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Absolutely. Let's see what we got here. Only had a couple of spots last time I checked. One of them was I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, and that congestion is expectedly starting to break up. Still have a wave of congestion if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway. This is going to be as you're coming from Windhaven Beach heading towards Highway 87, but that should hopefully die down sooner rather than later. As for your weather, 96 degrees right now, low of 79 tonight. Over the course of the next few days, we're going to see the highs suddenly drop on your Thursday because we're going to be seeing some pretty severe rainfall chances.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, one popular alternate web browser now wants to help you avoid AI-generated images from your search activity. Here's Eben Brown with more.
Web browser DuckDuckGo, long a favorite of privacy-minded individuals, is debuting a new setting in their browser that will filter out images created by artificial intelligence from their search results. AI images are now clogging up the internet in a phenomenon referred to as AI slop. And according to a number of complaints, AI-created photos and videos are all too often filling up pages when people are searching for legitimate images. The filters rely on open-source block lists, and in a post to its X account, DuckDuckGo says it will greatly reduce the amount of AI-generated images in your searches, though they admit it won't catch them all. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Chris, are you familiar with Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear?
Oh, yes.
Okay, I am not.
Absolutely.
But I'm getting to know him now because he's going to be on the cover of Vogue for its September publication. Vogue shared the news on social media while promoting the upcoming feature and referred to Beshear as the most popular Democratic governor in the nation. Beshear's Vogue cover follows speculation about his political future and a potential run for president. The governor has previously said that he would take a look at running for president in 2028.
Yeah, it's one of those stories without citing a sample base, isn't it? They didn't tell you actually how many people they questioned for that.
Oh, as far as naming
the most popular Democratic government governor in the country.
I don't think they're giving him an official title. I think they're just giving him some love because he may be catching some steam on like social media.
He's no Superman, but the movie Superman continues to fly high at the weekend box office. Jane Fergus has a story.
James Gunn's Superman remains the number one movie in theaters in the U.S. and Canada, collecting another $57.3 million in its second weekend.
Are you being serious right now?
Yeah.
You'd let me interview you as Superman.
Sure.
Superman has now grossed nearly $407 million worldwide. Jurassic World Rebirth coming in second with $23.4 million in its third week of release. But some movies falling flat at the box office. I Know What You Did Last Summer opened with $13 million to take third place. And Paramount Pictures' Smurfs debuting in fourth place with $11 million. Jane Fergus, Fox News.
And the fourth season of the hit Apple TV Plus series Ted Lasso is now in production. The streamer announced Monday that filming has begun in Kansas City. It also shared the first photo of returning cast members Jason Sudeikis, Hannah Waddingham, Juno Temple, and Jeremy Swift on set. The upcoming season will see Sudeikis' Ted Lasso character return to Richmond to coach a second division women's soccer team. Ted Lasso won 13 of the 61 Emmy Awards it was nominated for during its first three-season run.
Well, Mariah Carey fans getting more details on her long-awaited album. I didn't know she was cutting albums anymore. All I thought she was doing was just a Christmas song, and that was it. She would retire for the year and do it again.
That's when she gets the most mainstream.
And do it again. Lillian Wu has the details.
Mariah Carey announces a title and release date for her 16th studio album, Here for It All, what fans have been calling MC16, is expected to drop September 26th via Gamma. The news coming in an Instagram video. In the video, she flips her hair back and walks slowly in shiny black leather high-heel boots with the album title spelled over and over behind her, followed by the date 9/26. Carey's most recent studio album, Caution, was released in 2018. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
All right, yeah, that's about 5 years ago. She's done something. It's not just you. It's hot out there, dangerously hot. Heat index advisories been issued for the state with heat values up to 110 degrees across Northwest Florida. Anybody can get a heat stroke, but infants, the elderly, people with chronic disease are at higher risk because their bodies just aren't able to regulate temperature effectively. Take care of yourself. Stay hydrated.
For real.
Coming up in 12 minutes, more news and information. This is News Radio 92.3.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.